trade-offs due to internal and external priorities. While planning is essential to ensuring that plans are both feasible and cost-effective, plans still need to be flexible enough to accommodate a certain amount of external and internal change. One way to show flexibility is to accommodate functional area objectives to the degree possible. In addition to the overall strategic objectives of the organization, each functional area has its own objectives that it needs to achieve in order to be successful. These objectives do not always align, which creates trade-offs due to the differences in priorities. S&OP works to align the objectives so one department is not succeeding at the expense of another or of the overall plan. To be effective, this collaboration must involve communication and negotiation between sales, marketing, purchasing, distribution, manufacturing, and senior management. The challenge is establishing aligned internal priorities that enable informed, collaborative decision-making that results in a balanced demand and supply plan. Influence over external organizations' departments, such as marketing and operations, is not a given. Developing and maintaining influence requires leadership skills and humility. For example, a supply chain partner may have very good reasons for wanting to have a sale in a particular month, and collaboration on influencing demand may require listening, understanding positions, selling the benefits of changes to partners, and reasonable compromise. When considering changes, an important principle to follow is that while the mix can be changed, the total volume should not be allowed to change. Also, it is important to create more than one viable alternative so that the various trade-offs can be optimized. Volume/1009 trade-offs. S&OP is used to balance supply and demand at the volume level. Once volume in terms of rates and levels is planned, determining the optimal 1009 becomes easier to manage in the later steps. Carefully setting volume is important at this point. The key thing to remember about 1009 is that the demand side will frequently want to increase the supply of a particular item in the sales 1009. Supply needs to point out the trade-off related to the volume that they agreed to. If you increase the proportion of one type of item in the mix, it necessarily requires reducing the volume of one or more other items in the mix. Attempting to do more than the overall plan will result in an unworkable plan. Alternatives. Organizations determine the cost of multiple alternative plans and select the one that is the lowest cost or that optimizes both cost and value to customers. Optimization can involve developing different hybrid plans for different parts of a year. In addition to all of the planning alternatives discussed elsewhere, organizations can consider other alternatives, including using alternative baselines for planning, such as using target days of supply of inventory rather than a period-ending inventory target. Days of supply keeps the risk of stockouts low while also keeping inventory lower. Under time, overtime, outside contracting. Here are some ways to evaluate the financial implications of plan alternatives. Revenue. Estimated revenue, sales, for the plan is sufficient to justify the investments made in working capital, OPEX, or CIPEX. A risk is that an overly optimistic plan could lead to losses. Working capital. Working capital, inventory, receivables, payables, investments are feasible, and working capital has sufficient returns. Cost of goods sold. COGS, the income statement cost of raw materials, direct labor, and manufacturing overhead for the materials actually sold in the period. Items made and put in inventory, but not sold are not included, contributes positively to operating efficiency. Margin, the gross margin, revenue minus COGS, contributes to overall operating efficiency. The contribution margin for the product family, or customer segment, shows sufficient ability to absorb fixed costs and get profitable after a break-even point in sales that is feasible to achieve. If not, it may be an unprofitable product. Purchase price variance, PPV, the difference between the standard or budgeted price for raw materials, merchandise, or services, and its actual cost is not material, not financially significant. Capacity usage. The plan has an acceptable level of capacity utilization. While underutilization is inefficient and overutilization is expensive or infeasible, some excess capacity may be part of the plan. Lean philosophies emphasize that utilizing capacity by making things not in demand is a waste. The risk associated with a given alternative is organization-specific, but one important point to remember when evaluating alternatives is that many of the pluses and minuses from a plan may not be captured in the analysis. An optimized plan may not consider the difficulty of people changing methods partway through a year, the need for training, or a culture resistant to change. A practical strategy may be one that is slightly less optimized, but is simpler to understand and implement.